And what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Lifestyle Podcast. I am your host, Sonic.
And I'm your co-host, Snuff.
So, what's on the agenda today?
Okay, so lately I've been seeing a lot of 2000s-inspired builds, and I saw hashtag sexy style.
I've been seeing that. I've been seeing that on the gram lately. I've been seeing that.
And I think it speaks to me in some sort of way, shape, or form where I'm watching these multicolored cars on spinners or perfect fitment.
I still say spinners should come back fully forced.
I agree, brother, but not so much with so much camber. But I'm watching these wide body builds, shaved door handles, molded this, that, and the third. Hashtag sexy style. And I want to get into that a little bit.
Okay. I mean, I was able to dig around the Googles. I was able to find the quote-unquote top trends of the U.S. for people customizing their cars, whether it's classics or, you know, sleepers and all that.
So. Oh, thank God. I thought you were talking about sex dolls again.
No. That's for the other podcast. Because it helps pay the bills. It was actually pretty cool because, I mean, to a certain degree, a lot of this stuff doesn't happen around here in the East Coast. It's more
West Coast. Yep.
To this day, West Coast still has it. And I think West Coast, out of all the states, or section, I guess, of the U.S., better said, is the worst.
I don't know about
more restricted.
Dude, Florida has been coming up left and right. Not for anything.
What?
William N.J. has moved to Florida, and since then, he's been starting a trend down there.
Where did he start?
Are you shitting me right now?
Yeah, no, really. What the fuck did he start?
Oh, my God. You're a tit fucker.
That's what he started?
No. He's been starting those wild color combos on cars that aren't supposed to have it. He's got a... What is it?
Well, he still has the Jetta, correct?
Yeah, but now... All right, so typically, guys speaking... We all know that year they had 2.0, where they had the metallic grays and the blacks and even red to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
He has his Millennium Jade, Wed Cerberus is on it, slammed to the ground. Now, we all know what that looks like inside our heads.
Yeah. I forgot that he painted the car, that's right. He got rid of the pink.
I'm watching Miatas, Del Sols, even to an extent, God forgive me. I'm watching things show up. Yes, Volkswagen things.
I'm surprised. I'm actually really surprised because normally you're not really a fan too much of Volkswagens.
Candy painted, slammed to the fucking ground, screaming dragon exhaust.
Okay.
And I got to say, I think he started that itch.
I mean, well, we know we have Stadelac down there and he's been... licking the ground, fucking his life.
Slow down.
In that fucking Cadillac.
Stadelac is an American car.
Yes.
Although he's not a V, he is of that genre where it could be typically categorized as muscle car.
It's hard. That's actually difficult because it could be considered, you know, well, granted, whatever, it's a Cadillac.
It is a stance car.
American muscle, quote unquote. But it stands to the fucking balls, bro.
Also, let's take time to shout out Miguel. On Instagram, he is at Static Lack.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's it.
He just got the car rewrapped. He got it wrapped actually pink for breast cancer awareness.
No, he fucking didn't.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, he actually redid it. He did a good job with Miguel. It. It looks dope as hell.
Gotta love Miguel.
It just, you know what? In terms of his car, we're pretty much in the same Facebook groups of like the CTSs and all that.
Uh-huh.
And... the fucking commentary.
Hold on.
Always sucks balls, bro.
I heard
they
he
always
was...
bash on him hard as hell.
I heard he was going to do the RGB taillights, headlights, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, I'm going to be working on his tails.
Are you currently building them or?
Yeah, soon.
It's in the works.
Currently working on prototypes. So if everything hopefully goes smooth, he won't be the first CTS coupe to have clears because there's already a few that have done it. Like in the... and Midwest and like West Coast.
Fuck them.
But he is going to be the first and only RGB'd, fully cleared coupe taillights.
Migs, come on, man. You got to hurry up with this shit.
So, if everything goes smooth, he will be the only one. That I can reassure, like, with fucking confidence. Like, no tomorrow. God, if everything goes smooth, he will be the only one.
Is Migs coming up for Motorama?
No, God, no. I mean,
did you even invite him?
It would be dope. I mean, I don't really bother him. He's in fucking Florida, bro.
Migs, bother Sonic about Motorama, please and thank you.
I mean, if he's free, I'll tell him. But
all right, so hold on. Back to this whole sexy style hashtag bullshit. More or less, I feel like I fit the genre because I am the weird JDM 90s paint jobs. I am the slam to the ground. I am the wide body. I am all of that shit wrapped into one.
I always said it, what makes the car unique, the Z anyway, is the mashup.
Of 90s JDM bullshit, yep.
Because you do have a mashup of the 90s with the modern take, the modern cues and all that shit, but you kind of still go back to like the old school because you still have like...
You behind me fucking pushing like an asshole? Yeah, you're right.
Aside from that. let's say, for example, the chrome taillights, the trims.
Yeah.
Okay? Regardless, the car's getting a makeover 2.0, blah, 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 blah.
Shut the fuck up.
But you have played, because let's be for real, if you were to write down your colors on paper...
Blue and white, cringy as fuck.
You're a fucking clown. But like I told you from day one, as long as it's executed the right way, not the right way, but at least
cleanly,
a way that it's pleasant for the eye to look at is a beautiful way of saying it.
No, executed properly.
You know what I mean?
Also, guys, I'm just going to let you know I'm going to slur a little bit today because I've been drinking a little bit.
Oh, yeah. No, he's in all right. Fuck my life.
It's been bad. We even did a little bit of therapy before the fucking episode.
You have no idea how many hugs I've had to give this fucking kid. But anyway.
You're an asshole. You keep on saying like a kid, like if I'm like following you around. Yeah, No.
It's too easy.
We are partners. This is an equal opportunity deal.
Yes, and you've hugged me and I've hugged you. And we've both felt each other's chubs.
Welcome guys, to the internet. Help yourself. Help this guy. I don't know.
But again. To go back to this
hashtag,
this
sexy
hashtag
style
that you found.
Yes.
Go on. Continue.
Cars in the 2020s with 90s vibes. And I can't get over it. Between the metallic flake and the two-tones and the pearls and, for God's sakes, I watch somebody mold their side skirts and call it hashtag sexy style. I'm like, all right, he's starting there. Watch the build a little bit more. They mold the side skirts to the fenders, yada, yada, yada. Before you know it, the whole car is basically molded together except for the doors and the fucking hood.
And you know what? Now that I'm kind of like what you've been talking, I'm like glancing at the quote
hashtag.
Not the hashtag, but more of like this list.
Let me see what you got there.
It is a little bit on the interesting side.
What are you looking at?
On coming in number 10. Now, this is going from, you know, no really particular order, but number 10, the wildest like car trend, is the trend that we currently live in, that we do. Taking a car, custom paint, wide body, airbags, blah, 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 blah. But coming in number 9, VIP style.
Nah.
Which again, I guess you could say this list is up to debate. Regionally, where you live, where you're from, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
But kind of going with, I find it kind of interesting. So number 10 is what we do currently now. You know, taking our cars, the fully custom, you know, wide body paint jobs, Lambo doors or air ride, suicide doors, blah, blah, blah.
Yada, yada, yada.
Coming in number 9, VIP style.
Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious?
Coming in number 8. Low riders.
No, hold on. Whoa. Pump your brakes, dog.
I'm not even kidding.
Low riders will always be it.
Yes. But I find it interesting it's number 8.
Hold on. Wait. Stop. I'm going to show you what sex spec is.
Okay, go. Show me.
And then you tell me what you're looking at.
Okay.
I'm passing my phone currently as we speak so you can see that.
What you're showing me is what I have had the pleasure of seeing with my own eyeballs in real life.
And literally it's hashtag...
10 years ago.
Sex spec. S-E-X SPEC. What do you think about that? I think that's the heyday of JDM cars.
What you're showing me is the heyday of the car scene. Fuck JDM cars. What you're showing me is like, bro, do you not see like even our own Flashback Friday that I posted up?
It's all that.
Or even Mischief TV. I don't think you know about
Mischief. No, I never heard of Mischief. Explain.
Yeah, this is when you realize you're old. Fuck. It's that moment. It's that fucking moment where it hits you.
Nobody's skateboarding or any of that. I never heard of them. Go ahead.
Mischief. Okay, I'll even go before. I'll do you one better. Cars Gone Wild.
All right, elaborate on that.
Okay.
Now I'm confused.
It's exactly what you're thinking. If you remember hearing of Girls Gone Wild?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Think of that, but with car related. With the addition of cars.
Hold on. Did anybody answer?
That was the thing.
Did anybody answer our post? Or,
well, to be honest, I haven't even checked.
Okay.
I'll check before the
end of the episode ends. Yes.
But yeah, before Mischief TV, there was Cars Gone Wild, which is exactly you could put your imaginary thought into if you had 2 cents and like stole somebody's Girls Gone Wild video. Or
so it was tits and cars?
Yes. Yes, that used to be a thing.
Sign me the fuck up.
Then he got sued. There went that.
What was his name? Shmiko?
I don't fucking know.
I almost said it.
Shut the fuck up.
I almost said it. There's an actual good post I got to show
you.
Now that
you just said that, I got to remind me before the episode ends. I took a screenshot of it because I found it fucking hilarious. But anyway, going back to this. Yeah, there was then Mischief TV.
Just tell them what kind of cars you're looking at and describe the cars.
Well, this, I'll show you, I'll explain it now. It's an RX-7.
Pink.
FD pink. Crazy fucking paint. Crazy flame job. Now, as I'm describing this, I can already physically
hear the cringe.
Every single person listening to this shit cringing and like running to the toilet. And it's sitting on, pretty sure, 20s or 21s.
With big faces.
Chromes.
Big faces.
With a white wall, a thin white wall tire.
A fucking rubber band.
Now I can really see everybody cringing the shit out of fucking what I'm describing. But you know what? The generation now will see this and flame it straight to hell.
Oh, yeah, no. That guy's not going to live on
that
Instagram.
That thing would have been burned off a cliff like 2 weeks ago. But personally, me coming up in the car scene, you know, seeing this...
Your dick would have been hard.
Hard as fuck. Hard as fuck. And again, like you think of it now, you know, as you grow in the car scene, your taste kind of changes a little bit. Not that it matures or that it whatever. It's a bad way of saying it. It's, I guess you kind of go with the flow. You go from like having a crazy mindset of like going absolutely ape shit.
Yeah.
And then what I've noticed with a lot of people that have like have had the chance to build a second car or a third car or whatever the fuck, they tone it down.
No, they refine it.
Yeah, or I guess that's a better way of saying it. You refine it. Because let's say, for example, while this brings me joy to look at, that RX-7.
With the crazy
paint.
It doesn't double have pink a body kit. Flame paint job.
It doesn't have a lip kit.
Wrong.
It's not even wide body.
That's an aftermarket front bumper.
Yeah, but again, bumper. No lip added.
That is correct.
But so that would park...
The front bumper, the side...
That would park on a curb and not hit anything.
Hold on.
Is my point.
Look at it real quick.
Yeah,
The ahead. Front bumper, the front fenders, the side skirt, all molded together.
Molded to one piece, yes. But again, it's shit. Well, you see that, you're automatically... Your first person we think of is Eddie.
Not for anything.
First person you think of. Shit, Eddie. Because everything is molded. It's a one piece.
Eddie's the reason I want to mold my car.
Yeah, I'll be the first one to tell you. Remember when we were first fucking thinking about all the stuff you did to the Z?
Yeah.
And you first brought it up.
Told me not to do it.
I told you, yeah, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
But don't
do it. No body lines. Stay the fuck away from it. Perfect example now. Look at all the issues Eddie's running through for touch-ups and like...
I know. But I guess I hold him in such high regards. It's a standard I want to meet eventually.
You know what it is? I would say you do it. When automatically your mindset is, she is a trailer queen.
I bought a trailer.
Yes. Genius.
That it doesn't fit on. That's the other half.
No, that's a whole other fucking shit show.
Fucking bullshit. I bet you Eddie's Probe would fit on it.
I'm not too sure on that, to be honest.
I think the Z is wider than the Probe.
To a certain degree, but the Probe is longer.
It's not about length. It's about how wide it is, how much you can stretch it out.
You're just stupid.
Don't worry about length.
I mean, when it comes to your trailer, yeah, worry about length.
Oh, trailer. Yeah, no.
Route you were going down.
That matters, I guess.
But in terms of, no, you know, 100%, your car is a lot wider.
Yeah.
His car would definitely, like, fall off the trailer.
No, he'd have his ass hanging off of it.
That's a good way of saying it. Yeah.
But, again, he would need a truck.
But
Eddie,
it does
buy
look
a truck.
All molded one piece? Yeah, it's gorgeous on paper. Even on, it's gorgeous when you first look at it, all done. You get to start driving it to the events.
If I'm not mistaken, I think he already went through the whole court thing.
I mean, hopefully he won everything and starts getting that thing taken care of. I'm not going to bother getting into details because, you know.
crashy.
We're not about that.
No, not you, Eddie. You did not crash. You had the crazy girl with the purple hair hit you.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Okay, let's just end it there. Yeah.
I'll say her name.
Let's fucking not. But I hope that's taken care of. But, you know, going back to this, it is nice to see. Even now, another one I'm going to describe to everybody that I'm looking at. I'll post up the IG with the hashtag just so everybody can, like, if they're bored.
Check it
like
out.
Sitting on the toilet, they can check out the hashtag. I'm staring at a Subaru with the wildest color scheme that if I say this, red, orange, baby blue, and silver.
Show me. What
again,
the fuck? Tribal.
A crazy color that you're looking
silver
at.
Silver on top, and then a gradient fade from
you
orange to yellow on the bottom.
You listening to this, it's like, what the fuck am I looking at? And again, not three-piece wheels. Another one sitting on like a fucking 21s with rubber band fucking tires.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
All crazy, wild shit that I have seen. This one really hits home.
What the fuck is that?
This
is that an Acura?
No, this, if I'm not mistaken, it's a Mitsubishi. No, I'm sorry. This is a second generation Subaru WRX. Look at the taillights.
Do you want to know why you're wrong, or do you want to know why you think that?
Because the taillights look like it's coming from a WRX?
Look at the interior. That would say Integra.
You think so?
Motherfucker, I know so. He swapped out the fucking rear end on it.
You think so?
Look at the
Let's see.
Look at the windowsill.
Oh, you're right. That is an Acura windowsill. You're right. A four-door Integra.
Uh-huh. With
okay,
the,
but you know what,
with
though?
With a fucking Subaru rear end on it.
Look at that. Look at the tanks, where they are.
Oh, that's cool.
So the way I'm going to describe it is the guy completely customized the Integra in the back. Aside from having, like, the world's most annoying interior to keep clean, which is not white, but it's like a cashmere.
Peanut butter.
Or peanut butter or a tan, to give you guys an idea. The guy customized his air tanks right on his deck lid.
One on top of the other, three tall.
Fully chromed out frame. Fully chromed out everything underneath. Because he has it standing up in a mirror underneath. So, just to give you guys a good mental picture. Crazy tribal paint. Fading from, like, a baby blue to, like, a cotton blue. And it has, like, dark blues and whites and grays. TVs in the fucking door panels. Suicide doors in the back. Like, this screams me all day. Like, hands down, that to me is, like,
a show winner.
That's a fucking car. That's what you build and that's what you show.
That's a guy I should be afraid to get placed against.
Yes. 100%. You see something wild like that,
go home.
You sweat a bit. Granted, you don't give up because, you know,
we're part of C4 and we ain't no pussies. Got it.
No, but you put up a fight. You know, you know how it is. You know where your car stands and where it doesn't. You
go
mentally
fuck
know.
His mother.
Hope he cries and leaves before the judgment comes. Got it. That's how you trick him into leaving. So there's better chances.
Say, hey, your mom's Pam.
But again, you want to know what?
That's fucked up.
All these cars, and you really can't say one set of three-piece, two-piece.
Again, guys, it's hashtag sex spec.
Actually, I didn't even know about this fucking hashtag. I'm going to follow it because this is nice.
Follow
this
it is on nice your own account. I don't mind.
Nah, I know that. I mean, you're following already. You fucking pendejo.
Absolutely. That's where I've been stealing cues from.
But you know what? I would recommend anybody to take cues from this. Because I mean, these people that get interviewed in other podcasts that I've been seeing in other shows, car shows and stuff like that, they all get flamed online. And they all get bashed online when they all get the same question and they answer it all the same way.
Yep.
The interviewer will be like, so when you go to a car scene or a car meet or, you know, what stands out? What really? And they all have the same answer. What are you talking about? It's just the same car over and over again. It's a used lot. It's a parking lot. What are you talking about?
Everybody's doing wrapping bags.
And you know what? I've always said it. To a certain degree, that's not a terrible thing. You're doing something.
I'm sick of it.
My point is, and it comes down to fucking Christ, season one, episode one. You gotta step outside this comfort zone. You got to. Because anybody that builds a car, well,
quote unquote.
Quote unquote, builds a car, but really all you did was, you lowered it, you threw some wheels on it, you tinted it, and take an exhaust.
What about a wrap?
Yeah, that's fine. Let's modernize it and throw a wrap in there. Because a lot of people are learning how to do wraps. And to a certain degree, you know what I feel about wrap is that it's hitting its high point and it's coming down.
I think you're wrong.
I feel, like I said, that's my opinion.
Have you seen the new shit?
Yeah, no, there's always going to be newer shit.
No. I've watched somebody put a razor blade to this shit.
And not get scratched up or whatever?
And then hit it with a heat gun and scratches his beer.
I mean, that's cool as shit. Not going to lie. That's the first one. Automatically, you're thinking, shit, I don't have to worry about.
Also, they're guaranteeing a 15-year lifespan on this.
Which is cool when you think about it.
Are you telling me I have impenetrable paint for 15 years? All I have to do is leave it in the sun every day? Fuck yeah. You, I'm sold.
You know what? But again, it comes down, you know what fucks that all up? The high tech of that?
What's that?
Okay. Again, why I feel like, again, I could be wrong 100%. Why I think rap has hit its high point.
It's apex. Go ahead.
It's apex and now it's crashing and burning down.
Uh-huh.
Because so many people have come out with the cheaper versions of everything and the cheaper shit or the shit that rips, or that lasts a year or two at most, and then you gotta spend another $600. People have gotten bored of that. I only say that to put it in context.
No, you're right.
Look what happened when, well, you know, granted, you weren't modding at this point, but just fucking go with me right now. When spinners came out, when spinner rims came out, you had to be baller of the baller to afford them.
What are spinners?
Fuck you. And goodbye.
No. For the listeners that are just coming
in. For those
that
really have no clue what the hell I'm talking about, if you Google spinner rims, guaranteed Google is going to come back at you with the hubcaps that AutoZone sold. Which is exactly my point on a mod hitting its apex and coming crashing down. Not saying it was a bad mod. Hell, I still talk about it now because to this day, I still think that is the coolest shit that ever came out. Because the floating caps, like Bentley has now and all that, where the fuck you think the idea really came from?
Us.
The spinner wheels.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, like I said.
Not for anything. You know people are making 3D printed floating caps.
Oh, yeah, all day. Etsy, all day. You can get anything you want customized as a floating cap with your own logo on it or your fucking face on it or you giving a middle finger or the poop emoji. You can go fucking butt wall.
Poop emoji, okay.
You know what I mean? But the point is, it's out. But again, the apex of that, of the high tech of rap now. People are buying fucking rolls of fucking on Amazon.
No, hold on. Whoa. Slow your fucking roll. If you're one of these jerk offs buying an Amazon roll, understand that it will not live past 4 years without living inside.
Yeah, granted, 100%.
But people
are still doing it.
The shit I'm seeing now is guaranteeing at least 15 years.
Do you know what the price is going to be on that?
I do. $600 a roll.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Well, that's my price.
Okay, so forget about wholesaling. I'm talking about you going...
Oh, you're going to pay over a grand. But that's better than a paint job at this point.
Granted, that's true, too.
Is that me?
I'm sorry, yes.
Who is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Mike Hill. But anyway. That's the guy who owns the complex for the studio.
Gosh, but again, it's one of those things that I feel like... I think that it, in general, generalizing it, all mods have hit, to a certain degree, their apex. Like, I don't know if you saw that hashtag of, they were asking around people, like, what do you think, what mod should die for, like, 2024?
I know what should.
What? Go. What's your opinion on it?
My personal opinion? What mod should... Welded diffs.
Really?
Yeah, you want to know why?
Why? I wasn't expecting that one.
Because all these fucking swing it jerk-offs do it.
I mean, they're fucking swinging it with stock fucking Challengers. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, the stock Challenger that the bank owns, but that's neither here nor there. But welded diffs is a big thing in the G35 community and the Z community.
I would assume that's a big thing in the ones that want to take their cars for the drifting scene.
But they're not really drifting with it. They're swinging in a fucking circle surrounded by people. You jerks.
I mean, you gotta practice somewhere, I guess.
I wish your mom would have swallowed you.
But I don't know. I feel like I said, cooler tech can come out. Cooler tech will come
out. What are we at time-wise?
Oh, we're perfect. We're like 20 minutes in. You kidding me?
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, this is good.
You're still hammered. Fuck. Don't worry about it. We're still good. Again, that vinyl comes out, good.
No, it's already out.
I still feel like less people are rapping.
Don't take this the wrong way, but I have half a mind to PPF my entire car.
That is so fucking different. Then let's say, for example, everything you just did to your car and then coming with another fucking color on a sticker and wrapping it.
Believe it or not.
PPFing it, you're trying to protect what you already have and it's see-through. So that makes total fucking sense.
Did you know that there's tinted PPF?
For what?
Maybe I want a harder blue pearl. Maybe I want to tint that pearl white and make it into a purple.
Why?
Why not?
Why not just paint it?
Again, it modifies your current paint into another color and shade.
I guess the better way to say it is, as long as it, in your head, it doesn't hit a certain number that makes you question it. I guess I can say it could be like, all right, you know what? If it, that is the cheaper route to go and it will change up the whole look. Eh, fuck it.
But ready for this? It's still a PPF at the end of the day.
Okay, I can kind of give you that one.
I'm thinking about it, because it'll make the white look blue, but it'll make the blue look black.
Which, again...
When I'm ready to do that, I'll do it.
It's one of those things.
Or I might even do clear, who knows? Maybe I do a satin clear.
Oh, God, why would you go satin?
I miss satin, bro.
Really? You miss the fucking satin?
You don't understand what that satin caramel did for me.
Well, that became the car's, like,
identity.
Quote-unquote identity. Yeah, so that makes sense to a certain degree with the red wheels.
But it was like, so much easier to keep clean.
Satin was easier to keep clean? Are you shitting
satin me? Satin was disgusting. I didn't wash it for 4 months, and you had no idea that I didn't wash it.
Huh.
As long as I wiped down the wheels, I was golden.
Yeah, well.
These are the things we learn.
You wanted to build the real car now.
A real car. Define a real car.
I just like pulling your leg. I don't know. It's one of those things. But like I said, back to like the whole Apex shit. Same thing happened with spinners. I feel like the same thing is happening with rap.
To be fair, I think the same thing happened with audio as well, as far as chichettos go.
Yes, but I think what played into that mostly was the legal aspects of it.
Yeah, listen. Oh, also, guys, New Jersey, they are repealing the tint laws. It's official.
Really?
Yeah.
So officially, I mean, not like half the fucking car scene that we know gives a fuck, really, because they're going to do it anyway.
Jersey, they are in mitigation to abolish tint laws.
Would be nice. At least it's a little bit, you know.
Easier on us.
Yeah, easier of not driving through a town that doesn't know you and then you get pulled over because of tints. And then getting hit with everything else.
Well, I got to say, Tammy's going to appreciate it with the purple tints.
That would be cool, yeah. Yeah.
She's going to appreciate that.
Yeah, but she can get away from it. It's a girl. Girls always get away from it.
Literally, they'll pull up, she'll roll down the purple window.
You'll be like, I love the car. Have a nice day, ma'am.
Yeah, right?
Pretty much that's it.
Text all his buddies, look at the tits I seen. Check my fucking vest camera.
Let's see, what else can we find on this? Coming in number 8, which I find interesting in this, the top 10 list. Lowriders.
Hold on. Chris's father-in-law.
Okay.
Remember Chris?
No.
With the E46? And now he has that Ford pickup truck?
Oh, okay, yes.
The dually?
Yes.
What year is that?
I believe that box body. It's not an OBS, so I would assume it's early 90s.
That shit is badass.
It's beautiful. I told him, like, yo, just slam it, put some, like, 22-inch Acolas. He was like, no, it's the work truck. I'm not lowering it. I was like, ah.
And it pulls.
No, yeah, it's a diesel, of course. It actually pulls more than ours.
What?
Yeah.
Say it again.
It's a diesel.
How much does it pull?
You know what? I will find out right now.
Well, you do that.
I'm kind of curious. Actually,
while you do the homework on that, I'll tell you what's going on with Lolo's associated with him. Lauren's father actually owns a Lolo.
Really?
Between 18 different colors on this fucking car, and the pinstriping and dynamic fucking paint job and hydraulics and 13 batteries in the trunk and yada yada yada.
Mm-hmm.
It is the coolest shit I've seen in a very long time.
Do you know what type of a lowrider it is? Or
I want to say it's an Oldsmobile. I know it bounced so hard that the strut tower came through the fucking hood.
No shit, really?
Apparently that's a thing.
Question.
Go ahead.
Just because you said an Oldsmobile. Is it black?
No.
It's not black.
It's got multiple colors.
Okay.
I could probably search it if I find it on my
own. You know what? I was wrong. It's not even early 90s. I think it's in the 80s.
What do you mean?
His.
Show me.
80s.
Show me. Motherfucker, it's an 85.
So it could be 86, 87, but you know, it's definitely the 80s. Which, again, that his fucking truck is so mint. I love how nice it looks for its age.
I can't get over it. I'm actually on IG trying to find her father's shit right now.
Now, again, now going back to the list while you're looking for that. Number 7, I'm pretty much going to butcher the living shit out of this fucking trend, but let's see. Maybe you have a better chance. Number 7. What the fuck does that say?
Onikyan.
Oh, there we go. You can read. That coming in at number 7.
Can't find it.
Insane.
Believe it or not, that's adjacent to Bozuzoku.
I was going to say, I'm like, this looks a lot more like the Bozuzoku styling. But again, it's just one of those things that's apparently its own thing.
It's a huge lip. Impressive dynamic colors as far as pinstripe and
the difference
two-tone.
Between this and Bozuzoku is that this style exhaust has an addition of VIP styling.
Oh, so they're better than Bozuzoku, or if so they think they are.
Uh-huh. I guess you can say that. But I don't
Snobby.
Know, around this doesn't hit the US. This has not been a I can see the Bozuzoku. I can see that slowly. Again, there's not much of that here in
you
the U.S.
You got a chance? Search Yankee style.
Yankee style?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
Hold on.
Again, number 6, Donks. I'm sorry.
They can keep that. I'm over it already.
Yeah. That died out quick.
See how fast that happened?
Also known as high-risers. Yeah, or skyscrapers. Ah, but it is a South Coast thing, but
go ahead. Elaborate on what a donk is.
I mean, for those that don't know, I'm pretty sure everybody does listen, does have an idea. But when you take a, let's say, an example, an old Caprice, 90s Caprice, and you throw some, like, 32-inch rims and cut your fender so it fits, and your turning radius is, like, 2 degrees. I think I summed it up.
There you go. All right, I just Googled Yankee-style car.
Uh-huh,
I'll
let
give
me
it
see
to
that.
You. Scroll down. Here, take it. Holy shit, my throat.
Yankee-style, huh?
It's very JDM.
I like it.
Tell them what you're looking at.
It's a mashup of taste, to be honest. It's a, I would do as like, let's say for example, the modern stance that we now have on our cars, but at the same time having like a classic feel to it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're hammered. let's see. Okay, perfect example is this one. American Muscle look and vibe, but you have the JDM classic tendencies.
With the lip and the
like
extra
lip,
fog
the fender
lights.
Flare, the oil cooler sticking outside.
Yeah, that's...
This is cool. I like this.
Ideal.
I will fuck with this all day, actually. This is right up my alley. And you're dying on the radio. Oh, you're still dying? That's fine. Continue coughing. Don't worry about it.
My fucking throat.
That's what she said.
I need a water.
Don't you have water there?
I killed it.
Oh, there. Go.
Thanks. No, I'm not putting my mouth where your mouth has been. I know what Amanda does to you.
Okay. Coming in, style number 5. Now, again, this is weird. You know what? I'm going to have more fun because you're hammered and you try to read it.
What the fuck is that?
Come on, let's try. What the fuck does number 5 say? I'm not even going to try and butcher it.
I want to see what kind of style this is. Hold on, guys.
Apparently, it's more of a...
There's a fucking video.
Swedish thing?
Actually, you asshole.
What?
Reggae? It's basically sleepers. More or less.
I was going to say reggae.
Everyone else's faces.
There we go, come on.
What happens when they do not want to make their presence known to everyone around them? What if they instead enjoy being unsuspecting to the more common, loud car enthusiast, so that it is that much more satisfying to watch how silent they become after their supposedly awesome rocket ship gets beat by a car that appears to be nothing more than a common daily commuter?
It's a sleeper.
Okay, so it's their version of us. Can you just say fucking sleeper, people? It was originated in Sweden. Go fucking figure.
Sleepers? No shot.
Well, I guess their term originated from that. That's why.
Number 4. I didn't know they were trying to keep stock Saabs. I would have guessed. My friend has a fully modded Saab.
You're so stupid. Coming in number 4, Bozuzoku. Which, again, this is weird. I wouldn't find it to be number 4.
These are my people.
It's cool. I wish we would see more Bozuzoku builds.
There's several in Jersey.
There's a few. There isn't, let's say for example, they still like...
I know of 7.
You know, hide in the world of like Stance and Cambridge cars.
I mean, they're not exactly Cambridge. These 7 that I know are part of the same team.
Number 3 I could agree with, because I have been seeing a lot more of this, even in the last SEMA that just happened now. It's been a lot more of this. Coming in number 3, Rat Rods.
Okay, so you chop the top, and you make do with what you have, and yada, yada, yada.
This has slowly, slowly been becoming more of a thing. I follow one guy that has a 78 Eldorado that's literally rusted to shit, but it's on 4-air ride, 18-inch wheels.
I'm unimpressed.
It's clean. It looks dope as hell, to be honest. Not my personal taste. I'm not a fan of the
hardcore patina and rust. You're telling me it's a cool car, but all he did was air ride and rust it out?
Yeah, yeah. And I'll save the Eldorado. He's in Canada, actually, if
I'm
not mistaken.
You're getting soft on me.
I'm getting soft on you. For what he did, it looks cool. Would I have done that? Absolutely not.
No, because it's too much car to rust out. Good luck taking care of it.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It dies in the next 2 years.
Exactly. I mean, I give him credit just on that alone.
Why? Because he's not going to have it in the next 2 years?
You're such an ass.
Good luck.
Let's see. Coming in number 2. I'm just going to keep having snuff over here. Read these crazy fucking terms of number 2, because it's just more fun when he does it. Give it a shot. I'm not even going to try and butcher that one.
Actually, I know this one.
What's
How on? About that one? Decorota. It's actually...
Oh, wow. Look at you. Hitting it with the fucking... With the tone and everything.
That's actually a highly decorated truck. Where it has all the funny lights on it.
All the crazy lights on it. All that crazy shit in Japan.
Those are my people.
Oh.
Oh, what? You thought I
didn't know. I didn't know this one. That's why.
You didn't think I was up on that?
No, not the crazy single cab truck modding.
I didn't, actually. To be all the way real?
What?
Guess who has a truck that's been thinking about that?
Who?
You're looking at him, cocksucker.
Asshole, you have a Super Duty. Not one of these things.
You know how cool it would be if I did a Super Duty in some crazy Lolo paint, slammed it on the ground, and then decided to add a bunch
you
of lights to it?
You wouldn't slam the Super Duty, you pussy. Do it. Do it. This is being recorded. This is going to be aired. You will not slam your Super Duty.
All right, I'll make you a trade.
Am I going to take advantage of you right now because you're fucking drunk?
I'll make you a trade.
What?
I ride shotgun everywhere we go.
Oh, you're so stupid.
Oh, what happened? Now you want to back out, you fucking pussy.
You will not drop that Super Duty.
You will not allow me to sit in the front all the time.
Yeah. What?
What?
You're being so stupid.
Coward.
You will not drop that truck.
Listen.
Because you've never wanted to drop
that
truck.
I'm American. I'm going to lift my truck higher, okay?
You are so stupid. I knew you wouldn't.
I like Bush, Natty Light. You know, I like that stuff. I like guns, you know.
It just happens automatically when you get a Super Duty.
I like avoiding taxes, you know, like a real American.
And then, you know what I find hilarious about this list with the top 10 that we've gone through? Coming in number one, which is still fucking hilarious. Sleepers. Make it make sense.
Didn't they just do that, but in Swedish?
No, I'm sorry. Swedish. Get it correct, sir. Get it correct.
What fucking assholes.
I don't know. I don't know. This is up. This is definitely up to debate. But I would feel like coming in number one would have been what we do.
Excessively modified. Got it.
Yeah, excessively modified. Number two, I would assume, would be modified but with wrap. Number three would be, you know, your stock paint. But you're, like, licking the ground.
All right. Well, you're doing this from a judging standpoint.
I mean, maybe I am doing it by a judging standpoint. But wouldn't you, like, if you were to make a list. Top 10 not 10.
Kinds of cars that matter?
Yeah. Let's say, for example.
Oh, this is easy. I got you.
You know, one being the crazy, crazy or what.
I just threw my feet up on the table. I got this. You mind if I do this?
And 10 being the.
Number 10?
The least.
I would do Euros and high end, like. Your V-dubs and your Audis, dead last. Fuck you guys.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Cool. Sorry, Jesse. I know you listen to this. I don't care.
Go on.
Number
nine.
Your muscle car guys.
Really?
Absolutely. Why would you say not?
Because, I mean, I don't know. It depends on how.
How often do they modify the cars?
Muscle guys usually.
Just the motor.
It's the motor, yeah. It's the crazy horsepower numbers.
I don't get to see it. Ha ha, joke's on you.
Okay, I can give you that one. I can give you that one as number nine.
Now, number eight. Here's where we start to have some fun. Here goes your pickup truck guys. And what's the other kind of pickup truck guys that, how can I say this?
What? I have no idea.
All the crazy custom paint on the trucks.
You mean like the S10s, the mini trucking?
Mini trucking guys. You guys come in eighth. No, seventh.
Seventh. Really? Seventh?
Absolutely.
I would at least give them sixth. They're crazy modded to the balls.
Yeah.
Chop tops, rag tops, roofs, convertibles, crazy tubing.
So what number are they? Seven. Number six is your rat rod guys. Because they will chop and stretch fucking everything. Your grandmother.
I can kind of give you that one.
Okay. Your grandmother has a wheelchair. They'll chop it and stretch it.
And throw some patina.
Yeah. Number five.
Uh huh.
Super unpopular opinion. Your old school sexy style JDM guys.
Again, up to debate.
Hold on, because you still got four more spots left, right?
Okay.
Number three.
Hmm.
You're fucking show queens and trailer queens.
Wouldn't that be number one?
Not yet. I still got three people in front of them.
Okay.
Do you mind?
I'm curious now. Okay, continue.
And I'm talking about like full paint, full interior, fucking marble floors, yada, yada, yada. But you don't use the car, which is why you wind up in fucking fourth. Ha ha, joke's on you.
Okay.
Number three, Bozuzoku style. Because, God forgive you, if you crack that lip, you have to go redo the entire bodywork.
I do give credit to those that drive those things. I do. Because that is a wild-ass lip.
Yankee style, which is mostly the American cars in Japan, mm-hmm. Shibuya, and all that fun shit, where they will make their own Lolos with a JDM flair to it.
Okay. Sort of, maybe. Okay.
Are we there yet? Mm. Next is your actual authentic drift race cars.
That would be your number one?
That's my number two.
Oh, your number two, I'm sorry.
Tubed, caged, motor swapped, crazy paint, crazy camber, and I don't give a fuck, I'm tracking it. After the swap.
Okay.
Those are the motherfuckers, the balls on the table.
All right, I can kind of give that because they really don't. Yeah, okay, I can see that.
Number one is my purest, guys. No, fuck you guys. You guys are at the dead last. No, I'm kidding.
No, you know what? It's not even saying it in a bad way.
No, fuck you, purists.
But purists would be 10 on the list.
No, these motherfuckers number 22 on the list. Fuck them.
And only reason why is because exactly that.
All your car's stock, you dickhead. Modify it.
Is literally maintaining it. Again, the list is up to debate, and you can kind of organize it in any type of way and fashion.
Number one would be the scumbags that go to SEMA.
Yeah, but
let's hold on, hold on. The top of the top of the top of the top that made it there. With the Bluetooth fucking drivetrains.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Hold on. With the motors that get put in just for the show, not that they're wired up to fucking anything at all, because guess what, Subaru? We're fucking on to you.
Yeah, you know, talking about a little bit about that, not to get too sidetracked.
Do we want to explain Subaru to them later or no?
No. I mean, in general. We hold SEMA as such a high standard thing.
Oh no, that's the major. That's this fucking show we going to.
That is
to.
The.
That's the show.
That is the that's car the guys leagues. Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Event. You know what I mean? Everybody gets rowdy about you know who's gonna be there, what car is gonna make it, what build will make it, what blah blah blah. And what really starts, you're like, what the fuck, is when you see these builds show up. They look beautiful. They look gorgeous. You're like, shit, top best of the best. You know what I mean? To get into SEMA. Because let's face it, to get into SEMA is not an easy thing at all. So when you make it there, you know, you give yourself a nice pat on the back because, shit, you made it. That's why a lot of people that I've known in the past that have built the show car, have competed, have grown, have gotten invited to SEMA, have done SEMA, and retire the car.
What?
Yeah. I know a few people have done that.
Has Muzzy made it seem
like? Yes. Which, I don't know, to a certain degree, you know, it's that mindset. Like, yeah, you did it, fuck it, that's it. Car starts collecting dust somewhere. You know, it's hard to put yourself in that perspective because none of us have made it to SEMA, so it's one of those things. We don't know that mindset. No, granted, not yet. We have that mindset of not yet, but again, we haven't been there. So I don't know how it is on the other side of the grass. You know what I mean? It's the same thing like going back to our conversations of like, you know, you drive your car to every show. Yeah, because I didn't have a trailer. But now that I have a trailer, I now see the other side of the grass. I'm like, no, fuck that shit. Fuck people around me. I'm trailering my shit. And that's that. You know what I mean? So it's, again, matter of perspective as you get to the other side of that. But to go back on and talk about a little bit about SEMA. So again, you hold this event to such a high standard mentally. Any car guy does or any car girl does. And the shit that you see, again, motor's not wired up, just thrown there. Not thrown there, but you know what I mean. Barely placed there.
Bolted up and just placed there.
Looks like it works, nothing's there. You got ones that are missing drive shafts.
Booger welds.
Or you see the famous booger welds. Or you see, I forgot what the other thing is. I forgot what it was. I forgot what car it was that had, like, the worst fitment in the world. Like, gaps. Oh, West Coast Customs. Came with their Vader kit.
Cocksucker, that is a big name to mention.
Bro, I didn't bash them first. TikTok did that shit for me. I'm not worried whatsoever. The last thing West Coast Customs is going to do is go after fucking the Lifestyle Podcast. And I will tell you that
my
shit
My favorite
right now.
Part is you mentioned West Coast Customs, but you can't mention Schmick's Magazine.
No, not going to go there. Not going to go there. But anyway, to go back, they came out with an awesome looking kit. Hands down, looks fucking insane for a G35. The one you would think, again, you just did it right now. Holy shit, you just said them out loud. Why? Because we, not that we hold, oh my God, West Coast Customs to
no, but they're prestigious fucking level.
But you, exactly that. You think of them in a prestigious way. You would think what they're going to show.
Three piece and bags, guaranteed, no matter what you do.
No, no, but you would think what they're going to show at a at an event like SEMA would be top motherfucking notch. You got to remember now, thinking of it in a business standpoint, this is now going to help your company come out more.
Hold on. What kind of fitment did they have?
They wrapped the car. The wrap was ripped in certain spots.
Stop.
They patched it. No, there was a section, if I'm not mistaken, by the windowsill that the wrap never reached.
Yes.
So it was like missing a section of vinyl.
Exhibit, where are you?
When we need you. This is all your fault because you left the show. No kidding. But again, TikTok did all the bashing in the world. Everybody that didn't make it to SEMA that was like over there, that lives in the West Coast, that went, saw the car, and like, yeah, the car's on point. Yeah, it's true. You see it on video. You see it in pictures. Yeah, the kit's insane. But you would think you're trying to sell this to someone because that kit's not like a $600 flare kit from eBay.
It's not the Vader kit, is it?
It's the Vader kit. It's a 30 grand body kit.
Oh, eat a dick.
So
that's been around for a while now. They didn't invent that.
They have refined it in a way that they own the patent to it. West Coast Customs bought the rights to the Vader kit, and they own the Vader kit for the G35.
Is that real?
Yes, that's a real thing. Because they can mass produce it whenever the fuck they want, because their warehouse has expanded.
I think there might be license, but I don't think they own the rights to it.
At least from what I read, is that they liked it.
They made it.
Bought it and made it. And now they have the sole thing of like making and producing an IP and shipping it. So again, going back as a business standpoint now, business mindset better said, it's a 30 grand kit. If you're going to present a 30 grand kit to somebody that has 30 grand to burn, wouldn't you want that car to be fucking
flawless?
You can lick it? You know what I mean? Not, and I get it. Maybe short time, short staffed. They're trying to get the car done. Whatever. A million possibilities that can happen. I can understand it. To a smaller degree, we lived through that just getting ready to go to a show.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine that in a larger scale for an event like SEMA. Whatever. But still, it's a 30 grand sticker price.
That's a big number, dude.
And the car was like fully centered, like for people to walk the first thing they see type of shit. So you would think you would put a little bit more emphasis on it. That's all I'm saying.
Was the fitment shit?
No, the fitment actually was pretty nice, to be honest. Just it came to the execution of the vinyl. And I'm even more surprised they did vinyl because they've never been, like, that's never been their thing. But granted, they've done it. You know, rappers come, celebrities come, rap my shit. They'll rap it. Who gives a fuck? But whenever they've done a car for, like, Kia, they did the two Stingers, if I'm not mistaken, 3-4 years ago for New York.
With the wide body and all that shit. I remember
custom
that.
One-off wide bodies. They were painted. Which, again, West Coast Custom has never been much of a, I'm going to present the car, I'm going to wrap it. So it feels like they were, like, running out of time and they weren't going to make it. If maybe they did do the paint,
hold
maybe.
Hold on. Who is the motherfucker that used to do vinyl? The
who?
The interior work. What was his name?
Oh, I forgot his name.
Stitch?
Maybe.
Maybe he was in charge of the build.
West Coast Customs.
Listen, I still think it boils down to Exhibit and how he didn't step up to the plate.
Let's see.
Yeah.
You're fucking horrible.
I know that. Oh, shit, that's he's firing it.
My bad. I put Z by accident. There we go.
Here we go. Oh, God.
Now, when you look at it, it's kind of like, what the fuck am I looking at?
$125,000 is what they probably charge for it, right?
What from what I believe is, let's say, for example, you don't have a G35,
mm-hmm.
and you like this, and you have money, the sticker price is 120, 130 grand, you know, depending on what you want.
Bag, swap, what are we talking?
Yeah, no, fully done. You know, like Lambo doors, the whole fucking shebang. Like interior fully done, fully one off. You know, crazy screens, kind of like the Escalade now, to give you a good idea. Lambo doors, they kind of have like a standard package. If you don't have a G35, they will get you a G35 and mod it to the balls like this and present it to you.
Okay.
But they kind of have packages. So one of these can easily go to like 200K, bro. It's a G35, my guy. Don't get me wrong. I like them. I'm a fan. They look nice.
Shout out, Phil.
But holy shit. A house? Seriously? Now, if I mean, you got money to blow like that. God bless you for it. Have not fun. Put your dick in every single glory hole in the fucking... in the U.S. you want. Go for it, my guy.
What does that have to do? What?
Nothing. It was just an analogy I thought of and I said, so fuck off. You're burnt anyway. Anyway. Again, there's a much better picture of it, but this is paint.
Still, absolutely not.
Up to debate. It looks like a supercar. Still an Infiniti underneath the hood. If you want to even go crazier than that, it's still a Nissan. So, you know what I mean? The ball can continue rolling, is my point.
Oh, my God. What time are we at?
Oof. Like 56 minutes. Holy shit.
We're good. Let's wrap it up.
No, not yet. Let's finish the fucking point, which I completely forgot what the fucking point was. But anyway.
Overpriced.
I still feel like for a show like SEMA, it should be held to the higher standard that the car guys and girls think it is.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? But, you know, it is what it is. We will probably still continue to see missing wireless fucking drive shafts and God knows what the fuck else. And again, with the top 10 list that we said, what do you guys think of? I'll throw up the poll. Let's see what happens. What do you think should be top 10 mods or customizing themes? Whatever the fuck you want to call it. 10 being the lamest. Or not the lamest. That's a bad way of saying it.
Yes, but the lamest.
Let's say, for example, purists on our list would be the last one because...
No, purists would be number fucking 22. Never mind 10. Fuck you.
Again, his point. It would be the last one on the list because they're the ones that really don't do anything. All they do is maintain.
And...
which, again...
blow each other.
While they're maintaining. Yes. Hate mail at c4lifestyle.com. But you guys know what I mean. What would be your top 10? 10 being the simplest, like, again, like our perfect example, the purist, and one being the crazy, radical, wild stuff that you get to see in magazines, you know, internet, Instagrams, the Googles, you name it. I'm curious to see what your takes are on what you would consider your top 10s on modding. But yeah, that's about it. Been fun like usual. And I'll throw up the poll at... like always, keep it custom, my friends, because life's way too short to stay stuck.
Fuck you, purists.